English 2018.
Part 2. Conversation at the Youth Hostel. Text 1. At the reception desk.
Hello, welcome to our hostel. How can I help you?
Hello, my name is Stella McKenzie and I have a reservation for my school class. We're from Brighton High School and I made the booking last November.
I'm really sorry about this, but our system has crashed and I can't look up your details. Did you book the 3-night classic activity stay or the 4-night special?
It was the 4-night special, but we made a few changes to the programme.
As I say, I'm terribly sorry, but I'm going to have to enter the details again. What changes were there to the programme?
Well, like all teenagers, my students are not keen on hiking. I know they will complain, but I have planned a short walk. The scenery around here is beautiful. We have to see it. I've also arranged a guided tour around the historic old town. But could you please cancel the rafting trip? It's too dangerous. I don't want to take the risk.
Okay, no rafting. Okay. And what about going swimming or playing mini golf? The pool is open from 10 in the morning to 8 p.m. and you can play mini golf from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I think swimming will be the most popular choice, but I'll talk to my class and ask them what they would like to do.
Fine. Now, I suggest you send in the boys and girls room by room. They can unpack and explore the hostel, and then later, at about 6:10, they should come to the cafeteria, where I shall talk to them about the hostel rules, okay?
Yes, that sounds fine. Thanks.
The evening meal for your group is at 7:15, and it's sausages, chips and baked beans.
Right. The kids will be happy with that. What is there for the vegetarians?
I think a veggie burger with chips and peas. Oh, just a second, let me look. Oh no, that's tomorrow's dinner. Tonight, it's pasta with a mushroom sauce.
Okay, sounds lovely. I'll go and unpack. See you later.
Text 2. Planning the stay.
I really like our room, but it's a bit small, isn't it, Eve?
Yes, Melissa, but it's okay. We're not staying for a long time. I really hope we go swimming. I want to wear my new bikini.
Yes, I do too. I would also like to go on a bike ride on another afternoon, if we have time.
You're right. Cycling would be good fun, but swimming is just so boring. Up and down the pool. What about mini golf? I played mini golf last year on holiday. It's great. What do you think, Melissa?
I like it too, Toby. Let's talk to the rest of the class about the activities tomorrow. Maybe we can split up into smaller groups so we can all do what we want.
Yes, that's a good idea, Melissa. I really have to walk into town later. I've forgotten my toothbrush.
Eve, are you sure? Didn't you read Ms. McKenzie's checklist?
Of course I did. Here, look for yourself. Shampoo, shower gel, toothpaste, and of course, my makeup. Nothing else.
I'll walk into town with you later.
Thanks. You're a good friend. Maybe Ben could come with us too. I quite fancy him.
Well, if you ask Ben, then I will ask Gordon. Can you remember which boys are in which rooms, Toby? Are Gordon, Ben, and Luke in the same room?
No. Luke is with Dave and Sam. I've already been to their room. Gordon is with Ben and me.
Why don't we ask Luke and Sam to go with us too?
Okay. After you've bought your toothbrush, we could have an ice cream.
But just look at the weather. It's cold and windy at the moment. The weather is going to get better tomorrow afternoon. Can't we go for an ice cream then instead? The wind is going to drop and I think it's going to be sunny.
Good idea. And you can buy your toothbrush in the youth hostel shop.